It's Thursday, October 17th, 2019, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. My name's Conor Muinichon, and in today's episode, we bring you an interview from Congregation, the unique event held annually in Cong, County Mayo, which is all about the exchange of ideas. In fact, ideas are the currency of Congregation. You can't buy a ticket for the event. Instead, the price of admission is your contribution to the discussion. Participants write an article or a blog post on a given theme and then come together to discuss each other's ideas in a series of structured gatherings called huddles held around the village over the course of the day. At Congregation 2018, I spoke to Sean Brady from a company called Cloud Assist. Sean talked about travel avoidance and remote working. In 2017, his company was selected to participate in an initiative called the EU Climate Launchpad. And Sean revealed that they took a bold step in responding to that by becoming a 100% remote working company and instituting a no-visit rule.
Implementing the no-visit rule was a kind of risky strategy. We didn't take it lightly, but we also then realized it was actually a benefit to us because we were able to tell our clients that the technology that we're talking about, we can actually help them because we're doing it in real-life terms. We're not traveling to go and see them to tell them about some cloud technology. We're actually using the cloud technology to show them what we're doing. And what we found was this has actually helped our business. And then by switching into a fully 100% remote working company, we now obviously have less overhead. We don't have the offices that we would typically have before. Our people are more efficient and productive because they're able to work in what we call deep working. So they're not distracted by everyday office meetings. We have actually less meetings, but we're more performance rather than presence. Performance results rather than present 9-to-5. And that means that we were able to then take on talent that wouldn't have been in our proximity to our offices, our traditional offices. So it's changed everything. It's changed all. So Grow Remote is actually a non-profit movement to help other people make this change, other communities actually make them more aware of that there's an opportunity for rural communities to take on remote workers, bring them into their community, get their euros back into the community rather than sitting up in Dublin or in some other city. And it eliminates, obviously, congestion. There's a stat where 40% of workforce in the US would be applicable to remote working. And if that happened, 10 million cars would be taken off the road. Now, that's just 10 million journeys. That's 10 million cars. So this thing can have a huge impact on our society for the better, can have huge impact on our work-life balance, but also a huge impact on our environment. So this is what we hope that people will look at as well. So remote working, if you're interested in it, go to growremote.ie. There's chapters there that you can go and join. There's lots of information about what you can do yourself and the companies that can support you. In helping and hopefully helping your own company to make that change as well.
Now, we're here at Congregation with lots of very connected, very clever people. Sean, the idea of remote working, the idea of telepresence, the idea of not travelling, there are people here who get that and get that instantly.
Yeah.
Do you think it's catching on as quickly or as easily in the community as large and perhaps in, let's say, management and government circles?
Yeah, again, I think it's very easy to have champions like we have around here, people who are enlightened in this way of working. But what we really need is policy change. Because in order to make this significant, it's not we don't want it to be a niche thing that only a few people can actually enjoy. This needs to be embedded into our government policy. And I know, hopefully that this will now be taken more seriously because of the fact that we're going to be fined hundreds of millions of euros now because we're missing our targets. And, you know, travel is one of the third contributing factors to our greenhouse gases creation in Ireland. So now, it won't remove trucks from the road, but it will remove a significant amount of our people who are commuting and also traveling for business that could be done equally, if not even better, remotely.
talk to me about what do you call it? The robot.
The virtual presence. Yeah, virtual presence. People call it, yeah, they call me Mr. Robot. So we went to, obviously, we do like experimenting with technology. We've become distributors for Double Robotics. You may have seen it on TV, on programs like Big Bang Theory, where you have an iPad on a Segway, which can be moved around by the driver, and that can be remote. And we were lucky enough at Tralee, the first conference of Grow Remote, one of our organizers and founders and major contributors, Owen Kennedy, who is also, let's be honest, the man behind Congregation, he was unable to make the event due to commitments that he had up in Mayo. So we were able to bring down this Double Robotics unit, virtual presence unit, and he was able to log on from his Mayo office, home office, and drive around, interact with people. We also then had a presenter from Microsoft in Redmond in the US, a great guy called Josh Holmes, who came in using Microsoft Teams into the event. But then he also hopped on the virtual presence unit. It was that simple. He had never seen it before, no had owned, it was no training required. It's so intuitive and so fun. And to be honest with you, it will transform any business if they looked at this technology. And I'm not advocating one technology over another. I just think we should be thinking differently and thinking that we, and not be afraid to be innovative and also respectful to the limitations, right? As I mentioned earlier, don't wait for the last second before you get on an online meeting. Get on your online meeting 10, 15 minutes beforehand, leave your headphones on, continue working until everyone else goes on. Our rule is never be late for a meeting. Never be late for a meeting. And if you have a problem, you have to restart your computer and these things happen, then you have that opportunity to do so. So, and you get, you're more relaxed, and to be honest with you, if someone comes on late to a meeting, even by 1 or 2 minutes, they're at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
So you actually then are always straight. And again, we do take our technology very seriously, and we know that it has its limitations. So we try to make it fun. So we do things like we send Starbucks codes in advance of any meeting, new meeting that we'd have with a client that we'd never met for the first time. A Starbucks code goes onto your Starbucks card. It becomes a virtual coffee. This whole social interaction that we sometimes require to have this connection. So we're doing all these kind of things. We're open to all kinds of ideas as well. So if anyone has any ideas about how we could be better online and get that trust, we'd be open to all kinds of ideas. So go to cloudassist.ie if you want to contribute. There's also a concept called Future Miles, which is basically trying to predict the amount of miles that a company is going to be traveling in the future, and looking at ways of how to change that before it happens. There's no point trying to say, I traveled X amount of miles this year. You can't change that. But we've got to look at the future, how we can change the future and change what we call a cascade of conservation. So if people start realizing that for every ton of CO2, they gain 3 days of productivity, they also realize that for every 3,000 kilometers of travel creates a ton of CO2. A ton of CO2. When I was the e-car ambassador for the ESB back in 2015, I was given an electric car, a Nissan Leaf, for 6 months to show and become an advocate for it, an ambassador. I did a calculation, because I'm an engineer, about what the CO2 reduction would have been in real terms now, based on, I even took in consideration the CO2 created by electricity from my electricity supplier, so I took exactly what the CO2 would have been, so I wasn't being purist about it.
Yes.
I also took measurements from my NCT test from my Volkswagen Passat. This is before the scandal came out. So I wasn't taking their manufacturer's emissions.
Right.
I was taking real emissions,
okay.
taken. And I worked it out. With all of that pure science, I worked it out. It was 3 tons of CO2 for the year. And I was only a moderate driver at that time. I've only 15,000 kilometers business travel. I have zero business travel now. 0 kilometers business travel.
So the motto is, Sean, travel for pleasure, not for work.
Yep.
How then do you describe Congregation?
Well, Congregation,
work or play?
Congregation for me, is this is pure pleasure.
Yes,
this is pure pleasure. And I was lucky enough to know Owen for many years, and when he started this first, I was always a big supporter of him. I just think what he's doing is, it goes way beyond business. This is not business. This is innovation. This is social change.
But sometimes you do need to get together with people, actually physically.
Agreed.
And there is something unique. There's something special. The location here is important, I think, as well. And it's only just one aspect. And then this unique format of the huddles and everything like that. We have been recording a lot of content here, and we're going to be publishing it. This is just one of the interviews that we're doing. And, of course, I know that Congregation have been producing their own content as well. And there's more, I find, like, especially if you work remotely, as you do and as I do, you know. And for me, it's good to go into the office in Black Knight. It's also good to come to an event like this, and perhaps only once a year, and you're meeting maybe the same people, but it just gives you that little kick and that little spark, and you can continue to interact virtually and remotely with people then after that. Tell me, please, Sean, what did you get out of Congregation this time? I know what you've brought, and I know what your message and your idea and your contribution and submission to the event has been. What surprised you? What impressed you this time?
Well, I've been here three times, and it's my third time coming. I was actually the first time ever that I attended the Ashford Castle evening event. I always tend to miss that for some reason. That was actually quite interesting, hearing some great speakers like Lee speaking about mindset, new results. Hearing Valerie Cox speaking about her life and what she was doing, and her passion about fighting ageism. So I think it's just always the collective, you know, the collection of different ideas that come out. You cannot come back without being inspired. There's lots of people coming up with great ways of thinking. But what was interesting, there was a common thread. There's a hope. I think there was no one negative. Everyone was bringing positivity to this, to all of the discussions I'd heard anyway, that there wasn't doom and gloom. There was definitely positivity there, that's the message I took from this.
I just note the thing that strikes me every year about it is that you see the same people coming back, and they must be getting something from it.
Yeah, but I'd like to see, obviously, it gets new people as well. So Congregation happens every year, November. Congregation.ie. I'm a big supporter of it. So you have to blog. I know
you can't buy a ticket.
You can't buy a ticket, and I'm not a great blogger by any stretch of the imagination.
You have to contribute ideas.
And what an amazing way, you know, to do it. And again, congratulations to the guys here as well.
You're listening to the Black Knight podcast. That was Sean Brady of Cloud Assist. The interview was recorded in Cong, County Mayo, at Congregation 2018. Black Knight is a sponsor of Congregation, and entries are open now for Congregation 2019, which is on from the 22nd to the 24th of November. This year's theme is community, and you can find out more at congregation.ie. Sean mentioned an organisation called Grow Remote. Black Knight is also a sponsor of Grow Remote, and we're delighted to announce that last week they were one of six organisations awarded funding by Social Entrepreneurs Ireland. In the past year, Grow Remote has organised in 10 countries and over 90 local communities around the world. They've held more than 80 local awareness and education events and trained 110 people in the skill of remote work. And they'll shortly announce Ireland's first QQI-accredited remote work training course. You can find out more at growremote.ie. That's it for this episode. You can find notes and links at blackknight.blog, where you can subscribe to the podcast as well. Good evening, Sláinte agus Beannacht.